Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results. Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Lovie Smith, the head coach of the Fighting Illini. How would you advise young coaches of color or women that want to get into the coaching ranks of football to stand out and get recognized and join a staff like yours?
Well, I think first off, we just need more people of color that want to be coaches. And it's a process. You know, I, for one, I believe in hiring young coaches, giving young people an opportunity. And I think people in positions to hire young people should consider it too. I mean, I don't think it's by chance. You look at our staff, we have a lot of diversity on our staff, and that's a plan for that, for it to happen that way.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
Ready for some good news? Life insurance is more affordable than you think. Ready for some even better news? Your coverage can start today. An eFinancial agent is ready to help you select the right policy from the most trusted life insurance companies. And it's all done over the phone. One call, and you're on the way to the protection your family needs. Call 1-866-244-5580 to get covered today. Or get a quote at efinancial.com.
We do, period.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We've got a lot of people want to check in. We're going to get to your phone calls in a second, but we have some fun with audio that we haven't used yet.
Carl Edwards Jr. yesterday was approached before the game about his mental block the night before when he was slow to cover home plate after the wild pitch. And Joe basically saying they needed to get him right mentally. And so a lot of naturally writers approached him before the game, and he kind of took it, turned the tables on them.
It's like if y'all are writers, if y'all was writing and all of a sudden you wanted to say something and you just forgot what you wanted to write about. And then you're just looking around like, I had something on my mind, but I just forgot. You know, I've been doing something forever and just like, what just happened? But at the same time, it comes back to you. And I feel like it's going to come back to me soon.
Writer's block.
Oh, my writer's block!
Do you know what's a good solution for that?
If what?
Anyone wants to
what's
know?
Your solution to it?
Chess.
Really?
You ever play a game of chess? If you play chess, you're using a different part of your brain than the part you use when you're
that's
writing.
That's way too,
and stuff.
Like, I'm intense.
Literally,
so.
I would sit down and play my computer in a game of chess.
It was a very hard thing to do.
I would turn around
and I would go, I would have like an absolute, it would just get rid of the clutter. And I'd be like, okay, what was it that I wanted to do? Oh, I was going to write. Here's what I was going to do.
Oh, is that?
Boom.
Is that what I used to remember you leaving the press box in a hurry, like going and getting out your chess set, you know, on deadline?
I beat my chess set for the first time. I mean, I got it. And the thing is a nightmare because it just, all it does is it just wants to exchange one piece till you're done. I mean, it's just, and it's very hard.
I can't
but
do that.
Once
though.
I beat him, I like went in and I woke up my wife and I did this like, one man has stood up to take out. And she's like, get out of here.
So that works
I
for you.
I was so excited. Chess.
Then you come back and it's like your poetry.
It's like if you think of your mind as a blackboard and all these little things are written on it. This is you dip some water, a rag, and you just wipe it all
that's
completely
chess
clear.
Does that for you?
It's perfect.
Okay, I've got to either, if I'm at home and I'm writing, I've got to either walk my dog or go exercise.
Is that some sort of euphemism?
No, it's not a euphemism either. No, it's not walk the dog. No, it's not like that.
All right, we also have a nice clip here. Explain this one.
Pat Fitzgerald was at his weekly press conference, and he was bemoaning the advancement of the RPO, the run pass option, which to a defensive football coach like Pat Fitzgerald is not a welcome development.
It's the most in vogue change, I think, in football, that if you're a purist of football, it's not the game. It's not. I mean, people downfield blocking and the ball being thrown should be illegal. But as a defensive head coach with defense in my background, we will absolutely 100% take full advantage within the frameworks of the rules that are given to us. So RPO forever. It's communism. I mean, it's a pure, RPO is the purest form of communism. I mean, I don't understand how offensive linemen can be downfield. I know. Well, it used to be when you and I played, when you tripped and fell down, it was an illegal man downfield. Now, if you're just an uncovered lineman and you go 2.3 yards, it's not a penalty. But if you go 3, it is. And nobody can see it till after the ball's thrown. So, again, it's the rules. You can complain all you want. I mean, if I want to get it fixed, I guess I can beg to get on the rules committee.
Communism. That's beautiful.
It's communism.
I don't know where he gets the communism from, but he made some really interesting points.
He did.
In that.
Yes, he did.
And if you watch college games, you watch a lot of college football, as we do, you can see what he's talking about.
And did he threaten to crack the hell out of the quarterback? Is that what I'm hearing in there somewhere? We're going to take care of it as a defensive-minded coach.
That was the implied threat, right?
If he's running, he's running.
He had a bunch of shrouded figures in suits cracking their knuckles behind him when he said it. You don't get that from the cut, but that's what it was.
A football coach complaining about communism.
Yeah, that's pretty
It's communism.
That's why he's at Northwestern.
That's right.
And that's why he went there. He's got a larger view of the world. All right, let's get to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. We'll start with Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff from Milwaukee. This is my first time calling. I really think that the players union should step in and try to get a temporary restraining order. Someone has to protect the game. No one wants this game played tomorrow.
Yeah, you're talking about the Cubs playing in Washington, and the idea that Washington D.C. has already declared a state of emergency in preparation for they're outside the hurricane zone, but the rain will be pretty extensive.
Torrential.
And the fear is not necessarily that the game couldn't get in, but that the Cubs might not be able to get out of there. I wouldn't argue that the union needs to do something about it.
I think the union probably is in very high-level discussions now with MLB, the Cubs.
Who's the union rep for the Cubs?
Isn't it Anthony Rizzo?
It's Anthony Rizzo. So hopefully Anthony Rizzo has done something and contacted his compatriots, and they're trying to get something done. Daryl is in Chicago. Morning, Daryl.
Morning, Daryl.
Yeah, hi. You know, you guys are acting like they're sending the Cubs to Afghanistan to play the game. The weather there is not going to be too bad tomorrow.
I don't think it rains that much in Afghanistan. I don't think we made that connection at all.
That type of that this is going to be a disaster zone.
Guam.
The airports are open over there. The airlines are running their normal schedules. The Cubs will be on their charter plane. If they do have a problem getting back, which is very unlikely, they could play a doubleheader on Saturday. I mean, they could have started the game earlier today. There are all kinds of things the Cubs could have done.
So you think there's no danger in sending them there? You're ignoring and basically saying that the state of emergency is sort of like an overreaction?
You know, a lot of it's to get federal help and just kind of put their thing out there that, hey, you know, we're going to get a lot of rain. Everyone, worry about us. It will be bad in North and South Carolina. I mean, that's obvious.
Yeah.
But in D.C., they'll get rained. It's been raining there for, like 2 months. So yeah. It's nothing
so
that's
Cubs
bad.
Cubs got rained out there, Daryl.
So if you're acknowledging there's going to be rain and rain and rain some more, when are they going to play baseball amid all of the rain? When are they going to have a window that's going to be open to play baseball when it's pouring?
Donald is in West Chicago. Good morning, Donald.
Hey, Donald.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? First, I just want to make a comment to Jeff. You know, I currently live in Milwaukee, man, and the fans out here, man, unless it's Green Bay, everything's off, unless it's Green Bay or the Brewers or whatever. But anyhow, I do think that's crazy that the MLB is trying to do that to the Cubs. But My point in me calling in was about Mitch. I know they made a lot of analogies about him drinking from the fire hose and all that. So do they dial it back and put him on the garden hose and then eventually the faucet if you don't catch up?
I like it, Donald. I like it. It's time to dial down the playbook is what you're saying. Okay.
Less is more.
There you go. I like that. Thanks, I like Donald. That analogy. And you know, I mean, something to consider for Major League Baseball. He's right. The Packers much more popular than the Brewers. What a horrible scenario if the Brewers were a team that was representing the National League in the World Series. I think that would ruin the ratings. So consider that when you think about what the Cubs bring. Come on now. Eric is in Chicago. Hey, good morning, Eric.
Morning.
Morning, guys. I just had a question. So I looked at the schedules the other day for a bunch of other teams. How come they didn't look at the schedules when they knew this hurricane was coming in? They had like 7 options to move this game to a neutral site.
That's right. And they didn't take advantage of any of them. And, Eric, we've already heard that there's no way they could do it in Chicago. So they've already lost that idea, right?
Yeah. I mean, you wonder why they didn't make a more of a proactive effort to get in front of this. I don't know.
I'm watching the news yesterday, and they've got everybody fleeing North Carolina. They told everyone to get the hell out. Now they've declared a state of emergency. The storm hasn't really started yet.
But Molly, we're hearing from some people who want us to believe and are of the belief that a state of emergency is nothing more than a plea for government funds, and we're making too much out of this.
Yeah, so. That's going to happen. Rich is on the road. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, a suggestion. At the end of the season, there's normally a little break, a 3 or 4 day break. And my thought was, why not not play the game now and wait? If the game is significant as to getting into the playoff or not getting into the playoff, you can fit it in at the end of the year. But if it's insignificant to the final standings, you don't play the game, but you don't risk the players.
Yeah, you know, and again,
that seems to be
Rich,
what the solution they're going to end up at. That's got to be where they go.
Like a fair solution. The problem with that, and yeah. I don't know if there's a problem or not, but under that scenario, then the Washington Nationals lose a gate and lose money based on that.
There's got to be some sort of financial incentive or agreement or negotiation to where they can, you know, maybe Major League Baseball. I don't know what the answer is, but it's a better discussion than how do we play this game tomorrow? Because right now you can't move it. It's too late logistically to move it to a neutral site. So you've got to move it to October 1st.
Let's try Neil. Neil's in Buffalo Grove. Good morning, Neil.
Hey, Neil.
Hey guys. Isn't the reason that they didn't want to use a neutral site is because of the almighty dollar and all the revenue that would be lost?
Yeah,
probably.
Maybe that was never on the table to begin with.
Yeah, and that's what we're saying. That's probably one of the things.
Revenue loss versus safety concerns.
We should clarify too. If we're asking Anthony Rizzo to contact the union, he needs to contact Chris Bryant. So Chris Bryant is the union rep.
We both stand corrected.
I'm still going after Rizzo.
Yeah, right.
You need to call Chris Bryant up and get him on the phone with the union. So therefore, we were correct.
Okay, yeah. That's fine.
I don't know why. I don't know why we can't just have Chris Bryant do that directly, but I think we need to have Anthony Rizzo.
I thought it was Tommy
LaStella
first, so maybe Tommy LaStella could call Rizzo to call Bryant to call Tony Clark.
Call New Jersey. Find where Tommy LaStella. Stop it. That was a long time ago. Leave him alone. All right, we'll do some transition next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
It's communism.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6.
Allen Robinson, what are your top takeaways from last night's game?
I think as the offense we came on, we competed well, and I think we started fast. We just got to finish. You know, I think that's the thing. Down the stretch, I feel like we got to execute a little bit better. You know, we really got to take it to the next level.
Afternoons 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago or Plainfield.
Hey, it's Dustin Rhodes here. When you're hiring, you don't have time to waste. You want an efficient way to get to your short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. It's used by over 3 million businesses. You post a job in minutes, you set up screener questions, then you zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users, you get to try it for free at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, quality standards.
Need
auto parts but can't get to a store right now? Head to O'ReillyAuto.com. Buy your parts online and pick them up in any of the 5,000 O'Reilly Auto Parts stores nationwide. No shipping cost, easy returns, and convenient pickup on your schedule. Shop your way at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I lived in Grays Lake, and I have sold and moved out of the state.
Billy V is a union employee. He left Illinois because he couldn't afford to pay $9,000 a year in property taxes on his $200,000 townhome in Grays Lake. Tony S.'s home in Park Ridge is being liquidated by the government to pay for someone else's pension.
I'm paying between $13,000 and $14,000 a year in property taxes, which is insane. I mean, I can't save for my retirement. They're basically stealing my equity from me.
Rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, you will not be spared the financial disaster the highest property taxes in the nation inflict. The good news is there's a group of independent candidates who aren't financed by Madigan or Rauner. They're working people taking up our fight to lower your property taxes. They made a life in Illinois, and the hell if they're going to let politicians take it away. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org for information on the candidates leading the revolt. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org to hear your neighbor's stories and share your own. SaveYourHomeNow.org isn't just a website. It's a battle cry.
Liberty Principles paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its content, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
eFinancial makes buying life insurance easier thanks to a mix of
technology
and personal service. When you call, our agents listen to learn your needs.
Then utilize our cutting-edge platform to search options from leading companies.
You get the right coverage at the right price thanks to our blend of
advanced computer algorithms and
plain old conversation. Get covered today. Call 1-866-244-5580.
Or visit efinancial.com.
That's efinancial.com.
Switch to Sprint Unlimited Basic and get 5 lines for just $24 per month per line. Plus, bring your phone number and get $100 for each leased phone. You'll also get special features including TV from Hulu, mobile hotspot, and more. Visit Sprint.com/unlimited or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Limited time offer. After 1/31/2020, pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto pay. One Hulu limited commercial plan for eligible Sprint account. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new lines. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Video streams up to 480p. Speed maximums. Use rules and restrictions apply. Card requires online registration. Leased phone must have SRP over $100. Card is issued by MetaBank. Member FDIC. Card terms, conditions, and expiration apply.
To RenewSleep.com. I know the kids are just back at school, but guess what? People are already talking about planning their summer vacations and helping you earn the extra cash you need so you can make that next trip even more special is one of the reasons I recommend driving with Uber. Another is drivers have a guaranteed offer to earn at least $2,300. More on that in a minute. But first, when you drive with Uber, you get to be your own boss. You earn extra cash on your schedule. There's nobody telling you when to come in, where to go. You don't have to call in sick. You don't have to schedule time off when it interferes. You either drive or you don't drive. And guess what? You get to do it when you want. And thanks to Uber's instant pay, that's right, instant pay, you get to cash out up to 5 times a day. Plus, you can earn more every single week with special promotions. Now, about that guarantee I mentioned earlier, right now you can earn at least $2,300 in Chicago for your first 200 trips. Limited time guarantee, terms do apply. You heard it right, you can earn at least $2,300. If you don't make the guaranteed amount in your fares in those first 200 trips, Uber will pay the difference. Get started today. Sign up at uber.com/drive now. Again, uber.com/drive now. You upload the docs. You complete the activation process. You get the app and off you go. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's that time of year again, back to school. This year, make sure to add the Epson EcoTank 4750 printer to your school supply list. It comes with enough ink right in the box to print for up to 2 years or 11,000 pages. Go to Epson.com/EcoTankRadio to learn more. And until September 30th, get free overnight shipping with promo code EcoTankRadio at checkout when you buy any EcoTank printer. Offer valid within the 48 contiguous states. Exclusions apply, subject to availability. Cartridge-free printing with EcoTank. Never buy an ink cartridge again.
I'm here with Joy Dahl of Creighton University to discuss an innovative way Creighton is teaching the next generation of healthcare providers. Joy, please explain what collaborative care means and how it will help patients in the future.
Collaborative care is when healthcare providers intentionally work together to provide the best patient outcome, where we typically go and see our